This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
My home church had an interesting tradition in the, what I would call, the primary and junior Sunday school department. Turned out to be a very shocking experience for me, what they did, their custom, and I literally did. What it was, someone made a board of lights, plugged into an outlet. It had the little Christmas tree-sized sockets, and next to each socket was your picture of a child. And so when you came into Bible school that morning, you would twist the little light, the Christmas tree light, and it would light up, and that meant you were there. And it was a way we kept track of, you know, who was there and who wasn't there. Honest to goodness truth, one Sunday I came and my light bulb was missing. It wasn't there. A lot of people say that about me today, but that's another story. That's another issue. His light bulb is missing. But I did something totally stupid. I took my forefinger and I put it right inside the socket where my picture was. My finger was blackened from the burn. Sparks flew everywhere and half the electricity in the building shut off, shorted out. So they had to, you know, somebody had to get the fuses or whatever you do in a case like that back then. And it was a shocking experience, to say the least. Why do I tell you that? I have been real sensitive about that, or was, when my children were growing up. If I ever noticed they were trying to put something in an electrical outlet, I said, stop, don't do that. I'm paranoid now about my grandchildren doing that. When they came to visit a year ago from Germany, I was buying those plastic things and putting them in those outlets everywhere because I didn't want to take a chance that one of them would stick something in an outlet. Henry Ward Beecher wrote years ago, we never know the love our parents had for us until we become parents. Anybody relate to that? We never know the love our parents had for us until we become parents. You say, where are you going with that today? Simply this. I'm going to take a passage of Scripture a little bit out of context. I really am, and I admit it, but it applies. Where the Apostle Paul talks about the love that he has for the church at Corinth, for the people there, and he said, not only do I love you enough to spend everything I have on you, he said, I'm willing to be spent. I'm willing to be spent. That's what love does. Love is willing to be spent. So we're going to read from 2 Corinthians 12, 14, and 15, and then an Old Testament passage that's a parallel passage. 2 Corinthians 12, 14, Paul says this, now I am ready to visit you for the third time, and I will not be a burden to you. Because what I want is not your possessions, but you. After all, children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. Would you raise your hand along with other people today? You never knew that verse was in the Bible. I didn't for years. Children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. So I will very gladly spend for you everything I have and expend myself as well. Then he asked this very thought-provoking question we'll talk about. If I love you more, will you love me less? If I love you more, will you love me less? And then from the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, 6th chapter, just a few verses that apply. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home. Talk about them when you walk along the road. Talk about them when you lie down. And talk about them when you get up. Talk about them while you get up. The love of a parent is different than any other love. Parental love is a special love that we're going to talk about today in a powerful way.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.